You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life. But when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone.
Hello and welcome to episode 59 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
I'm Sarah. I opened the wrong door.
Whoa, hold on. That was weird. She said Sarah.
I don't know who that is.
I got really confused for a second. I was like, what do you mean that's weird?
This episode is sponsored by Carl Stanley. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks. Today we will be discussing chapter 17 of Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, Cat, Rat, and Dog.
One of these things is not like the other. One of these things is actually, you know.
Just doesn't belong.
Is actually an animal. What? Also, one of them's a murderer.
Oh.
Which one could it be?
I don't know. Maybe two will be. If the dog has his way.
Does he ever kill anyone?
No, I don't think so.
Just his spirit.
In the battle.
I don't know, maybe.
No
named characters.
They're not named. They ain't important.
Oh, my God.
All right. Sorry, go on.
Anyways, make sure you've read the chapter and you're ready to dive into details before we begin. Megan, I'm sorry.
Are you going to cry?
Don't cry.
I might.
Keep it brief.
Guys, we have sad weekly profit news.
This is the first sad weekly profit.
Is it?
It's a weepy prophet.
I'm permanently
You're
leaving.
You're too much for me right now. You're what?
Permanently leaving.
Oh, good. Thank you.
No, Ezra is not coming back to be my replacement. We no longer speak to him.
That's a lie.
So after that beautiful episode that Katie and I did, talking up the celebration of Harry Potter, getting people psyched and pumped to come to the one in 2019.
Reminder, our favorite weekend of the whole
literally
year.
Literally our favorite weekend
They're
ever.
The reason. It's all your fault.
Guys, Universal canceled it.
Yep.
To be fair, they never said they were going to do it. It was assumed that they were going to do it in 2019.
Okay, they've done it for five years.
I would agree. No, I agree. But you can't just say like they didn't have. They weren't like
the saddest spell I've ever heard.
We just all assumed.
Well, yeah, but the fact that they had to make a statement saying that it wasn't happening,
means that.
And I will tell you, just because I'm an annual pass holder, I'm around people talking about it constantly.
Just makes me laugh.
people have been asking about it for months on Twitter, on Facebook. They keep like tagging Universal in it, and Universal will just blow it off. So the fact of the matter is that they knew that it wasn't going to happen, and they just like,
well, hold on.
I bet you they knew.
I have a few. Well, here's why I think that they knew. Let me tell you.
But
this.
Hold on, you can't assume that everybody was like down to not do it. You know, I bet there was some resistance there.
Okay, well, there was a email that went around.
So shout out to Universal people that were fighting for the celebration.
Yeah, I hope so. But there was an email that got leaked in the Celebration of Harry Potter group.
How does that even happen, by the way?
Well, because I'm sure that there are team members, as they're called.
Let me forward this.
Yeah, let me screenshot this, post it in the Facebook group, let people know. And this was back in May. In May, an email was released saying that on June 1st, it would be announced that the Celebration of Harry Potter was not returning for 2019. But then June 1st came and went, and I held on hope because I was like, oh, well, maybe that was just fake. Who knows? But alas, they...
Earwaxed.
Yeah, they canceled it. But I have to say, for sure, Katie and I, hopefully Sarah... maybe Tiffany, depending on how she's feeling.
Possible.
Are going to do something at Universal, possibly that same weekend. So stay tuned for details.
I'll tell you what won't be happening. This girl will not be riding Forbidden Journey. That creaking is Marty swaying Alana.
Oh. I figured it out after a second. I was like, what's happening?
Yeah, no.
So they're claiming that they're going to have additional fan experiences that have yet to be announced. I called BS and a huge eye roll on this. I'm not happy with the way that it was taken care of and discussed, and Universal, I'm upset with you.
People are tweeting at them and I'm reading
literally, them. I literally saw this article, and we were going to pick up pizza actually for the recording session today. We literally just found out today, and I started crying in the car. Like, that is literally my favorite weekend of the year. Katie and I go down there, and it's like our escape from winter for 3 days. It's our time to just be fully surrounded by Potter in all aspects at Universal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're taking that away from us makes me really want to like walk up to somebody and just punch them in the face.
Oh God. Well,
you're going to pull a Hermione.
I'm going to pull a Hermione. I want to find me a Draco who decided this because somebody who decided this would be like Draco. And I'm going to be Hermione and I'm going to punch him.
Whoa.
Whoa. A whole new level.
Sorry. Whoa. Not sorry.
Katie, it's going to be the new Snape to me.
I will say that if they come out with something amazing, I will gladly eat my words. But I am not happy.
There you go. What if you get the Forbidden Forest? What if you get the Ministry?
Well, okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing. They're gonna announce whatever the heck they're building, because we know they're building something at Hogsmeade. It could be the Forbidden Forest. Guess what? That does not replace the Celebration of Harry Potter, because that is an attraction that they have been building for 2 years now.
What if they're planning Megan and Katie Day?
Well, then I'll eat my words.
I will say, I don't think that there's going to be anything that they can do that will top this. And they also said that
I just wonder, are they going to be in the midst of building, and that's
they
why
are
they're
building
not doing
it now?
So why the hell?
They were building it last year whenever it went on. There's literally no excuse.
I think that they're going to do like Disney does with Star Wars Celebration every other year. Yeah. I believe that's how it
Boo
is.
On them. Don't be Disney. Also, be though, your own thing.
I agree.
Wow.
But that one travels. Like,
well, I'm also rumor that Celebration was maybe going to go to L.A. because it would attract more of the talent.
Is it in L.A.?
Harry Potter Hogsmeade is there, but not
in
Diagon
L.A.?
Alley. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Diagon Alley.
Oh, I didn't know it was in L.A. Mm-hmm. I thought it was somewhere
it's
else.
It's much smaller.
So they think they can attract talent if it goes to LA, but like you said, it's much smaller. So
is it because they couldn't get like?
But like, who actually cares?
Not me.
Like that much. Like if they didn't have any talent, but they had all those other things,
I would
like,
go.
Exactly.
I
would still people would still go.
And people would still like people.
I would
all the
go
time.
Just if they had the expo, because the expo was the most fun thing of the weekend.
Yeah,
I would go if they just had Mina Lima, the graphic designers, because I love hearing that. If they just had the you know, they had all of these panels and stuff. I mean, you guys have listened to the episode, I'm sure, maybe. We discussed literally everything that they do. They have the wand, like the guy who created wand combat comes and does He like teaches you how to battle. They've got trivia that they do. I mean, like
costume contests.
Mm-hmm. Cosplay. And then
I mean, you could literally have no panels and still have it be fine.
Yes.
You could have it be like the MuggleNet Live thing.
Well, and honestly, I'm the type
and
of
people
person
would love it if it was just shut down. Just Potter. Limited amount of tickets. I'd be game.
And I'm not the type of person that likes to sit and listen, because not that I don't care, but I kind of don't. Like, I don't care what these celebrities have to say about, like...
See, there's people like that, and then people like them,
yeah,
and
we're
you
like,
have
I would
them
love
both.
To
we're
go like and me. See, like, the wand guy and see all those extra things that, like, aren't, like them telling them again, like, how their experience was making the movie. Not that I don't care, because I do, but you can see a lot of it already online. You can find all those things.
True.
I would rather look at the stuff from the movies and from the expo. Like, I'd rather do all of that extra stuff.
Yeah,
like the expo, they've got the studio tour comes in. Like last year, they showed you. Yeah, last year they had. Last year wasn't Aragog. It was like the Privet Drive. It was. It
was. Was there an Aragog at one point?
There was. That was like 2 years ago.
He was scary.
He was huge, but like they bring real props from the studio tour for you to come and like look at. They usually will have some sort of demonstration. So like the year that Aragog was there, there was literally someone there making a wand and showing you how they made all the characters' wands.
It's pretty awesome.
Last year was visual effects. So they like had the actual door from Privet Drive where the letters shot out of, and they showed you how it did that. You know, I don't know. I'm really...
I'm really bitter.
I'm really upset, and I'm really angry at Universal for canceling it. I think that it's totally uncalled for. They make a boatload of money. There's zero reason for them to cancel this.
I really wonder though, what is the reason other than the stuff they
honestly? I think that they're lazy and they don't want to plan it, because and I will vouch for Universal till my death. And people know me. I'm a huge Disney person, but like any of the people who listen to this podcast who also happen to work with me at Disney know that I have a soft side for Universal. So if you start comparing Disney to Universal, I will always defend Universal. Like they're their own thing. You know, they have done so many good things, but this is where they go wrong.
So what are we gonna do to like plan this ourselves?
I'm not kidding. I already have a million plans in my head, and we're planning something. So if you guys planned on coming to the celebration weekend, please don't totally mark that off your calendar, because we're going to have some sort of Swish and Flick meetup at Universal that weekend, and we're going to plan something. I'm going to make an itinerary for us, and I will release it to the people who want to come. We're going to like have a sign up. I've got ideas. I haven't talked about all of them with the girls, so I'm not going to spill all the details that I have in my head, because I want to make sure it's okay with everybody. But like, I have ideas, and it's going to happen.
Also, disclaimer, Tiffany and I might not be there.
Yeah,
Tiffany's more so might not be there than me. So you might just
get Katie and I definitely are going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to do a day.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
But if not, you'll at least meet Megan and Katie. They're no matter what you're going, right?
I really hate flying. Ugh.
Yeah.
Just the thought of it.
So
I also hate driving, so.
And it's a long drive.
That's
You'd be there for an hour and had to turn back.
That's a two-day drive.
Yeah, no thanks. Okay. A recap.
Yeah, let's bring this up, because that was sad. All right, so
Universal, I hate you.
All right, get over it. You don't. You're just mad.
Hate is a very strong word.
Yeah. It's true.
Universal, I strongly dislike you right
now. Okay, let's just.
We're having some fine words.
I mean, it's okay. The day that this comes out, I'll have been to Universal 2 days before it, so it's not like they're not getting my money.
Oh my gosh,
it is what it is.
Katie's like the recap.
I'm sorry, recap.
No. Did anybody mess with my recap?
No. I did not.
Okay, then it auto-corrected, and I'm going to read what it says, and then I'm going to read what I meant for it to say.
Because
I read it, and I was like, what does that mean? Buckbeak was given an apple a day.
What?
But the outlook isn't so good. It's supposed to be Buckbeak was given an appeal.
An apple a day?
But the outlook isn't
Keeps
so
the
good.
Keeps the axe away.
I will. Okay, so I did put a space in your recap, because it literally said an apple, but like one word.
It was
an
supposed
apple.
To be appeal.
So I was like, oh, did she mean an apple? So I'll put a space there.
So you did touch it.
Oh, geez. Anyway, Buckbeak was given an appeal, but the outlook isn't so good. Final exams are upon the students. Remus's exam is boss, of course. And during Harry's divination exam, Trelawney could have possibly given us a real prediction. Hey. Is it true? Will the Dark Lord return once more? I don't know. The trio heads down to Hagrid's to be with him for Buckbeak's appeal, or apple. But guess who turned up? Lucky us. Scabbers.
Gabbers. All right, so the trio glumly starts to back towards the castle. Scabbers freaks out, which causes a ruckus, and the Grim comes and breaks the mood and Ron's leg. So Harry and Hermione trail after them to save their friend. They come face to face with a serious murderer, and we learn that Hermione was aware of Lupin's monthly problem. Harry learns more about his father's past, and there is a revelation.
All right, guys. So, as you would figure, the trio is shocked at what had just happened. Buckbeak can't be dead, right? But he is.
No.
Yeah.
Beaky.
We barely knew ye.
He did.
He's not dead.
I say he did.
He's not dead.
He is dead.
He's not dead, but he is.
At this moment in time.
Oh.
He's dead.
Time?
Yeah, but was he ever dead?
No,
I don't know.
Yes.
That's Inception stuff.
If we get into the time loop, it's just going to go into a whole nother realm. Whole nother space-time
That's
continuum.
That's probably for another chapter. When we actually go back in time.
Spoiler.
But they're going back in time now. They're already back in time in this moment.
Well, man.
Oh, my gosh.
There's two
my
Harrys,
head.
Two Hermiones. Lots of love.
And alive. And a live Beaky. And a dead Beaky.
But is he?
Anyways.
He never was.
The very last rays of the setting sun were casting a bloody light over the long shadowed grounds. Oh. Then, behind them, they heard a wild howling.
Oh.
No, not like that.
Kind of.
Like a...
Oh.
Hagrid muttered.
Got it.
Harry, without thinking about what he's doing, he made a turn back.
Oh, Harry.
But Hermione stopped him.
Nah, bro.
Because it would have been worse if they would have been seen by all those ministry folks after hours, especially Harry. So they're trying to walk back to the castle, and Scabbers is being annoying. He's not stopping wriggling and squirming, and he's trying to get free. Ron is trying everything possible to keep him under control, and eventually Ron gets bit.
Way to go.
No reactions to that.
What?
Why is Scabbers freaking out so much?
It's like a glass muffin.
Oh, my God.
It's bits of glass.
Bits of rat muffin.
But
Ew.
It just so happens that he was bit for a good reason, right? He was freaking out because Crookshanks is lurking in the darkness with his kitty yellow eyes all aglow. Ooh.
That was a bad bell. Katie, you suck.
So Scabbers breaks free from Ron's grip and takes off. And so Ron, obviously being Ron, he's like, I gotta get this dumb rat. And so he rips the cloak off of himself and he runs after Crookshanks and Scabbers. And Harry and Hermione kind of like throw the cloak off themselves and run after Ron, but it's like flying behind them like a banner. Can you see it?
Yes. I can see it.
I can see it like silhouetted
against
Hogwarts.
But can you literally see it?
No.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
It's partially.
I'm kind of picturing it like an ocular migraine where it's just like a wave in your vision.
Yeah.
He sees it when he opens it.
I love that.
That's what I'm saying. It's like partially on.
Do you think that like when it moves, it's invisible? So like if it's just sitting there, you can see it. But if you pick it up, it goes invisible.
I would think that with other invisibility cloaks, yes, but not with Harry's, because it's like a hollow.
Yeah, but like he sees it with his own eyes.
With his peepers.
Isn't it silver?
I think maybe the cloak knows like when it's in use.
Well, I think the inside of it isn't invisible. It's the outside, right? So that's why he can see it.
I think maybe they can see it, but outsiders cannot. If you're not like in it, can't see it.
Yeah,
or use it.
But like, what if he has it folded with the like outside so he can't find it?
Have you guys
it's like
ever
trying
seen
to look
no,
for your glasses?
No,
when
I'm
you don't
saying
have your glasses
because it's
on.
Part of it's
trying
touching
to catch
them.
I understand
it's like
that.
To catch
oh, but
bed.
Yeah, but I
when
think
no one's touching it.
Silver, isn't it?
Yeah, it's silver.
That's essentially
this conversation's too much.
Have you guys seen that Tumblr post where it's like, Lily's like, James, where's Harry? And James is like, oh, he was right over here. I just set him down. I put him in a blanket to put him down to a nap. And then, in his head, he's like, he realizes that he put him in the invisibility cloak. And he's like, I have done a terrible thing.
Can you just go Akio, baby?
I don't know. It's under a halo.
True.
Does that matter?
Thoughts to think.
I don't know.
I think that it being a hollow makes a lot of difference in like what a normal invisibility
cloak
would
be. I don't think you can Accio out of a hollow.
You can Expelliarmus one.
Truth.
But that's kind of the point of that one. So
yeah,
true.
We're getting real sweaty.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Katie's eyes are bugging her. I don't know. It's all the hollows.
It's all the hollows.
Anyways, so this is pretty much like a fiasco on the ground.
Thank you for the background.
I was just giving some background music for people.
So Ron finally catches this rat, and he's sprawled out on the ground, and Ron shoves Scabbers in his pocket, and Hermione reminds them that they have to go because the minister and Dumbledore will be coming up at any second from Hagrid's hut. Oh, but before anything happened, out of nowhere, here comes the Grim.
All I have to say,
the Grim, you idiot.
Okay, I've been a female for 28 years.
Have you?
Okay. 28 and a half almost.
All right.
Keep thinking, and I just had a revelation, like, how would he fit a rat inside his pocket? And then I realized men's clothes are made differently than women's clothes.
Please preach. Yep.
Women can't fit anything into their pockets.
Do you
barely
think
their hopes and dreams.
Do you think women's robes in the Wizarding World have pockets?
Probably
they
not.
Better.
I bet they don't.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Stinking people. Every time I get a dress with pockets, I freak out. Yeah. It's like amazing.
Then there's the pants that don't even like, they have fake pockets. So they wear
the pockets. The back pocket is fake.
I hate that. I love putting things in my back pocket.
Yeah. And this front pocket is about, you know, like, you can fit a quarter.
You ever thought you could blow off a buttock though?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not if I put, you know.
Mad-Eye Moody.
Simple things.
Yeah,
but that's what I was like thinking. I'm like, gosh, I'm like, I don't understand how we could fit because I've never worn clothes with real pockets.
Oh, it's amazing. You should go out and buy a pair of men's jeans. It's the best.
Yeah, but you have a good body type for that. I would look like a man. Like, I would look like not good.
What did you say?
Would not.
No, I like my jeans.
Katie has the body to wear men's clothing, which she does, and she does buy men's clothing all the time.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's comfy.
Yeah, no, it's totally fine.
And that's
fine.
What I'm looking at me. She doesn't.
I'm saying you should, because then you get the pocket.
But also, you know, I really like about being like more of a feminine girl, I like to wear dresses, which means I don't have to wear pants at all.
See, I like the pants.
Oh, no, I like being pantsless.
This took a whole other turn.
Pockets in women's clothing tend not to be
pockets at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They literally wouldn't fit.
They're
like,
just like
a quarter. Let alone a rat. So if this
there
is
we
Hermione,
go. Let's take it back to the rat.
Yeah, they, would fit a mouse.
If you put a mouse in a pocket.
A baby mouse.
A mouse is not a rat.
Or a vole. No, but thinking like if this is Hermione, like the rat would not, Scabbers wouldn't fit in Hermione's pocket.
Truth.
Yeah.
She'd have to wear a fanny pack or some sort of device. They were popular in the 90s.
They're coming back.
Sadly.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Sorry if you like fanny packs. I'm not a fan.
Oh, I love that.
You're not a fan of the fanny pack. Fannies. All right. Anyways, the soft pounding gigantic paws of a pale-eyed jet black dog leap through the air, pounds on Harry's chest, rolls off of him, skids around for another attack, but instead pushes Harry aside and clamps his jaws onto Ron's outstretched arm. And drags him away like a rag doll.
Is that what he sounded like?
Well, that's the emoji face I put.
It kind of sounds like Norbert as a baby dragon.
You're welcome. Anyways, after all this is happening, again out of nowhere, Harry is smacked across the face.
Malfoy?
Not by Hermione.
Oh.
But by a large tree branch of the Whomping Willow, that saucy tree.
Do you think that would be like hard enough to knock some teeth out?
Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a branch.
Yeah, I feel like it could definitely kill
Don't worry,
you.
Though. Hermione's parents are dentists.
It reminds me of that one movie where the girl's crying and she's like, the person asked her, is she crying? She's like, no, I think I just have like something in my eye, like a twig or a branch or something.
Oh my God.
It's a funny movie.
So anyways, Harry is blinking blood out of his eyes.
You just asked the question. Look at that.
That's how hard he's hit. Now, like, I don't know if that's from Sirius. Did his head hit the ground? What? Or is it from the smack? One, I don't know.
Is he bleeding blood tears or is blood?
I think it's probably dripping. Yeah. I think it's dripping.
Like a cut above his
eye.
I bet
he got
smacked and like
your
some of the branches cut.
Yeah, like a ton. You have a little thing, it's going to gush.
Yeah,
especially
it's
if he took some ibuprofen beforehand.
Maybe Harry had a headache before he went and visited
Maybe he takes
Hagrid.
Aspirin every day. 81 milligrams.
Tiffany's over us.
He's on blood.
Wrestlers
no,
do
I'm
that.
Just,
so they bleed a lot. Yep.
Oh, I thought you meant like the wrestling that I used to do. And I was like, no, we don't. Oh, no.
Like WWE.
Harry takes blood thinner. So when Voldemort gets him, he's like, nah, bro, it's a little thinner here.
Can't get my mom's charm.
Oh, my God. I thinned that out.
All righty.
Just like your hairline.
Okay. Blood of the enemy. I don't think so.
Not easily given.
And this is why people don't like us. Sorry, like Dumbledore.
Guess what? You cannot download.
I'm sorry, like Dumbledore.
All right, Lumos. Harry sees the trunk of the thick tree, and the branches are whipping around back and forth. And at the base of the tree is the dog, and it's dragging Ron into a large gap at the roots. Ron is fighting furiously to no avail, and I wanted to read this because it makes me want to vom.
Oh, I hate this part.
All they could see now was one of Ron's legs, which he had hooked around the root in an effort to stop the dog from pulling him farther underground. But a horrible crack cut the air like a gunshot. Ron's leg had broken, and a moment later, his foot vanished from sight.
I literally have chills all over my
body. Has anybody ever heard a bone break before?
No.
Real-time life? I have, and I almost got sick.
Ooh.
Because immediately that person's, like, writhing on the ground and stuff. It was during a wrestling match. Someone broke their,
it's right at the elbow.
I remember watching the opening game with the Celtics.
Oh, yeah. That was nasty.
I saw it live. Gordon Hayward break his leg.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
I broke both my wrists, but I don't remember it. Not that I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Is that when you fell over the handlebars?
No, that was when I got a concussion. When I was younger, I fell off my swing set. I was in kindergarten, and I fell and broke both my wrists at the same time. And then I broke a toe, but that wasn't really like a crunching sound.
Okay.
So.
All right. How is anybody taking me seriously right now?
I
don't know.
I kind of want to take a picture of you.
Oh. She's wearing her shirt like a hat.
I am. I have another shirt on, though. Hermione is bleeding from her shoulder and tells Harry that they need to go for help. And Harry says, nah, girl, there ain't no time. Time.
Okay.
There's lots of time when Hermione's involved.
You sound filthy when you say that.
You know what I mean.
Okay. Hermione says...
That's Tiffany's version of okay.
What
okay.
She just goes,
okay.
Yeah, they make fun of me for being like, okay, because they're not funny, and they think they are.
What's my okay? Like, let's
You're
move
just
on.
Just like, yeah. Okay, yeah, let's move on.
Oh, okay.
You probably say okay. I say okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let's move
let's
on.
Let's go.
Let us roll
yeah,
into
yeah,
the
let
next
us, let
topic.
Us, blah, blah, spinach, whatever.
You cheddar believe it.
Oh, boy.
Hermione says that they are never going to get through the passage without help. Harry tries to find a strategy to get through, and Hermione says, quote, oh, help, help. And lo and behold, Super Crookshanks to the rescue. This cat.
I love this cat.
Has it ever been confirmed
no.
by J.K. Rowling about
didn't
the
she,
cat?
I think she said that
she, didn't
it's
she say,
half nasal.
Yeah, but someone was saying it was a...
The Potter's cat.
Oh, she debunked that.
Did she? I didn't know for sure.
She shouldn't have. That's... Garbage. That would have been fun.
Garbage.
But she would have had to give them to Harry. But this cat understands. Mm-hmm. Like, it knows words.
Very smart.
Like, Fozzie words Bear knows
and thoughts
words.
And motions.
So.
Is that cat secretly an animagus that doesn't actually transform? Or one of those maledictus things? Because they don't. Do they just turn into snakes?
I don't know.
Any animals?
I don't know. That's a really good question. Lots to think. Slithering between the branches in a very Slytherin fashion, he placed his front paws on the knot of the trunk of the tree. Magically, no pun intended, it goes quiet. Not even the shake of a leaf.
It was frozen like marble, I believe, is what it says.
Mm-hmm.
True.
I'm not trying to like...
Well, marble.
I got the book right here.
I've got the book right here.
Wait.
So, are you looking?
It does say marble. I remember that. I remember that.
Abruptly, as though the tree had been turned to marble. Interesting.
Mm.
Why marble? Why not stone?
Stone, yeah.
Mm.
Maybe because marble is like smooth and glossy.
Because Joe is extra.
Mm. Maybe because magical things can sometimes have like a
sheen to them.
Oh. Your face has a sheen.
Probably does.
No, mine probably does. I'm sweaty. Why I'm wearing my shirt as a hat.
So you touched a little knob, and the whole thing's like, yeah, I'm shiny now. I don't know.
So Harry tells Hermione that Crookshanks is friends with that dog, quote. He's seen them together. Because Hermione is like, you know, kind of shocked, like, how would he know how to do that? What am I trying to find?
I don't know. I have my book up. Do you need it, Tiffany?
No, I found it. Oh, she like whispers all uncertainly as Crookshanks goes and slithers between the branches. And then Harry's like, he's friends with that dog. I've seen them together.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. So then they enter the tunnel at the base of the tree and slide down into a low tunnel, they say. So you like drop down beneath the beneath the trunk. They go through the tunnel, and then Harry tells Hermione that it's marked on the map, but Fred and George said that no one's ever gotten into it, so they don't know where it goes to. Mm. However, it is noted that it takes what feels like ages to get where they're going, yeah, and they're running again.
How long do you think? Because this is like, that's crazy. We kind of discussed this
with like the witch, right, to Hogsmeade.
I would think it might just be a little bit shorter.
I agree, because you're outside.
Well, you're outside of Hogwarts, and you got to run all the way to, I mean, just outside of Hogsmeade.
Hogsmeade.
When Harry was going to Honeydukes, it was at least 45 minutes, and he was just walking, though. So
he's running now.
So what, 30? I'd say
25 to 30.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Because it's closer. In my mind, it makes sense that it'd be closer than the other entrance.
Well, and I also think it's not going to feel, like, it probably feels like a long time to them. Because they're so anxious to get to him.
And, like, they're trying to get to him.
Yeah, so it might feel like ages.
This tunnel's also a little different. It's like they almost have to be doubled over because it's so small.
That's true. So there's a lot of different factors in here. So I wonder.
Was he already transformed when he would go there?
No, they would smuggle him into there. And then
so, like, would he have to crawl?
I think.
Because you'd think he'd be taller than these dudes, at least by seventh year.
Mm-hmm. I think that he had to, crouch. Because Madame Pomfrey would bring him out, like, that evening before the moon was coming up.
Why Madame Pomfrey? Why not someone else?
I don't know. Madame Pomfrey always did.
Hmm. I don't know. Maybe because it's seen as like,
maybe she's secretly a medical werewolf.
Yeah, he's her patient.
The newest new theory.
So the people at Hogwarts who knew what Lupin was, Dumbledore and Madame Pomfrey,
back when he was at school,
and Snape, and the rest of the staff, right?
Are you talking about now?
Right now,
yes. All staff knows. Dumbledore told the whole staff.
Filch.
He's part of the staff.
I think everybody.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yes. He says that there. He's like, Dumbledore had to convince certain people.
That it was okay.
Yeah. Well, here's a question. Do you think Filch ever wanted to maybe get bit to belong a little more, even though he was still an outsider?
I don't know. That's a good question. Kind
of well, but no, but listen. He is so far of an outsider as a squib.
But I bet you he's more of an insider than a werewolf.
Is he, though?
What do you guys think?
I don't know. Squibs are like... jobs.
People hate squibs, man.
Yeah, but they're terrified of werewolves. Hate them. Like, you see how Ron reacts. You see how, like, his parents react. All of those things. You see how people react.
Dear Filch. That's all I gotta say.
What you want, boo?
If you really were desperate to be a part of the magical world and you could be a dark creature part of the time,
I don't know.
Have your little pack. It's friends. Who's he hanging out
maybe
with?
Then
he's hanging out with nobody. He's hanging out with Mrs. Norris.
A little closer to Mrs. Muggles? Norris.
Write that fanfic.
Are Muggles able to become werewolves? I know we talked about this.
Yeah, but they have a lower chance of surviving.
Yeah.
So would he have a lower chance of survival, though? Because he's a squib?
Probably.
I'd say higher than a Muggle, but lower than a full-blown magic person. An actual wizard? Yeah.
An actual important person? Oh, I'm sorry.
Shout out to squibs,
man.
What
about the shout out to squibs? Yeah, shout out to, Mrs. Fig.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
Filch is filth.
Do you like figs?
I do like figs.
I like figs.
You know what Katie's never had is a date.
Has her wife's on one yet?
Throwback
to episode 3 or something.
All right, can I go back into this chapter?
I'm sorry, it's just thoughts to think.
Also, is it your turn?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I thought Tiffany wasn't done yet.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, I'm not here.
So Hermione, oh, I already said, Hermione asks, like, what is at the end of this? And Harry says he doesn't know.
A light.
So they move as fast as they can, bent almost double. Ahead of them, Crookshank's tail bobbed in and out of view.
I love that he's, like, leading them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is where you need to go.
That's why Follow he's super Crookshanks.
Mm-hmm. And Harry was running at a crouch. Ugh. He was drawing breath in sharp, painful gasps.
Yeah. Makes my back
Wait,
hurt.
Do you think that there was more than one, like, so there's one tunnel. Does he really need to lead the way?
Or is no, he's just in front. Path? He's just
I'm
in
just
front.
Curious. Is there more than one path?
I think there's one.
Others astray.
Nah.
Ooh, that's a thought. Nah.
I think that they think it's probably hard enough to get into the tunnel.
There
but
it
what
is.
If you find it out? Because obviously people have.
Well,
people ain't dumb, Megan.
You're going to be a werewolf.
Tiffany and Katie.
Alrighty, so at the end of the tunnel was a small opening with a little light coming through, and they go into the room. It's very disordered and dusty. Papers peeling from the walls. Stains are on the floor. Are they blood?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that till this round.
Headcanon, yeah, because you bite yourself and stuff.
Every piece of furniture is broken as though it was smashed by someone.
Yep.
And all the windows are boarded up.
Did somebody let the Hulk loose in here?
Why would they like even leave furniture in there?
Probably because like before
and
after.
He's turning into like a thing.
Yeah, but
a werewolf.
He has feelings, Sarah, just like you and me. He's a human being.
Wouldn't you want Fozzie Bear to have a dresser?
Oh no, he doesn't need one
for his toys and bones.
I think they do that because he does have to be there leading up to his transformation a little bit. So it's just kind of like to make
it feel homey.
Feel better.
Make it feel like you're not a piece of garbage.
Well, I mean, it'd be like, here's a bed. I don't know.
You are not nice.
I guess I'm a mean person.
Can I just pause you for a second? Who do you think you are? Keeping yours bolded and with star bullets.
Yeah, what's going on
Who do you think you are?
I don't know. I'm a Slytherin.
Let the record show, Megan bolded her section and made her bullet points stars. And Sarah
just unbolded it.
Unbolded it.
That's how Google Docs work. Though.
Keep her stars.
You know, this is the only time she's ever going to be a star, so that's okay.
Aww.
Meg, you're a star in my eye every day.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. I'm the star of Slytherin House, so.
I don't know.
So there
There's
was
some Snape lovers out there. Draco's pretty cool. Love me some Voldemort.
Draco is a little snot, okay?
Oh, my God.
There was a wooden chair near them, and large chunks had been torn out of it. One leg ripped off entirely. And as soon as Harry sees this, he says, ghosts didn't do that. So, like, you know, obviously all these years people have said that it's haunted. And whenever people say it's haunted, they automatically assume ghosts live in it.
Right.
So now they know that, like, that is not the purpose of the Shrieking Shack.
What about poltergeists? Do they want to live in there?
Yeah, but I don't think they would do that kind of damage. Like, that's an animal creature.
Yeah, it's like a...
Very angry person.
Peeves is pretty destructive.
They did say earlier that, like, even the ghosts of Hogwarts avoid the Shrieking Shack, so I'm assuming Peeves would, too.
Yeah.
Chickens.
They heard a noise upstairs and headed up there quietly. And they could see that everything was covered in a thick layer of dust, except there were two shiny stripes. Shiny?
Two.
Oh.
Yeah.
Had been made by something being dragged.
Shiny?
Do you think that it's shiny because of blood?
Yes.
Oh, I never thought of that before.
Well, it's like, Ron bleeding. He got bit on the arm.
I always just thought it was because, like, you know, it was like a Swiffer. Ron was a Swiffer. It was all nice and shiny.
One on Ron would be this shiny bit. It'd have to be moist.
No, I just thought it was shiny compared to the thick layer of dust. You know, like if you were to wipe with your finger on a thick layer of dust, that's suddenly shiny compared to the rest.
Yeah, because you have oils on your finger.
Okay. Well, that's not...
I'm just...
It's facts.
I think it's blood.
Shiny.
I just have never thought
like
of blood. That's really
from a
sad.
Sunken pirate wreck. Scrub the deck.
The real question.
Shiny.
Is.
Yes, I looked up the lyrics so I could sing that. Yep. I did. I wanted to. Yep, go ahead.
Is Ron a Swiffer? Is that what you're asking?
He is.
Does he.
I think
he rides as queen. A queen. A clean sweep, correct?
Oh, yeah.
The man becomes the broom.
Become one with the broom.
You can take the man off the broom, but you can't take the broom off the man. Oh
Sorry, Megan.
So they go in. They go inside and they see Ron. And then Harry asks him if he's okay. And Ron says,
"Nah, bro.
I just had this up.
I look fine? Did you hear my leg break outside?
My leg.
From SpongeBob.
My left foot is attached to the rest of it."
So Harry and Hermione dash across to him. "Ron, are you okay? Where's the dog?" "Not a dog," Ron moaned. His teeth were gritted with pain. "Harry, it's a trap." "What?" "He's the dog. He's an animagus." Ron was staring over Harry's shoulder. Harry wheeled around, and with a snap, the man in the shadows closed the door behind them. A mass of filthy, matted hair hung to his elbows. If eyes hadn't been shining out of the deep, dark sockets, he might have been a corpse. The waxy skin was stretched so tightly over the bones of his face, it looked like a skull. His yellow teeth were bared in a grin. It was Sirius Black. I'll keep going. Just one more little section. "Expelliarmus." That was really cheery. "Expelliarmus."
"Expelliarmus."
You give me that one.
Yeah.
Thanks, friends.
"Expelliarmus."
He croaked, pointing Ron's wand.
I love how he croaked it. And you're like, "Expelliarmus."
Ribbit. That's why I corrected myself. And then you guys kept going.
And in defense of us, we're not making fun of people.
Truth.
No way.
Gotten that online, guys.
Have
this
we?
Is our friendship.
Oh,
this
of
is
each
just
other.
Who we are.
We pick at each other really night confused. And
day. No, we all hate each other.
True.
Harry's and Hermione's wands shot out of their hands high in the air, and Black caught them. Then he took a step closer. His eyes were fixed on Harry. "I thought you'd come and help your friend," he said hoarsely. His voice sounded as though he had long since lost the habit of using it.
Yes.
"Your father would have done the same for me. Katie. Brave of you not to run for a teacher. I'm grateful. It will make everything much easier."
See?
So I have to say, Sirius doesn't really do himself.
Yes. Any, a creep.
Any favors here?
Hold on. Think about how emotional this is for him. So he spent 12 years in Azkaban dealing with the loss of his two best friends, and he's never going to see that kid again. And he is blaming himself for this. But he's seeing his best friend's kid for the first time. It's his godson. He looks just like his best friend. It's going to be emotional. Also, he was in prison for 12 years. He looks like a damn corpse. IJS.
I swear. I would have been like, "Let me tell you the real story straight up
every time."
Straight up.
So I totally get it with him, because he's literally thinking all he wants to do is get revenge for his friends and kill that rat.
Yeah.
That's the only thing on his mind.
Yeah,
he's probably been, once he realized that Scabbers wasn't dead, or I don't know. I thought he knew the whole time. But anyway, so like he finds out he's still alive and that he's going to go after him. Yeah. That's probably the only thing on his mind. And so for the entirety of his prison sentence, he's probably thought about how he killed all of his friends. All of his friends are dead because of him.
I know,
basically.
But I just...
And now he has the one track mind of thinking,
it's a dramatic
I'm going to kill
build.
Him.
I get it.
I'm gonna kill him.
I need it to be like...
I know. I just think he really doesn't do himself any favors with Harry here because...
I mean, I
the way
agree.
That he comes across is that he's still after Harry.
Yeah.
So,
and a murderer.
He probably doesn't. The reason he takes a wand is probably like, I know they're going to try to stop me. And
yeah. Well, I mean, that was smart. I mean,
when do you think the last time Sirius actually talked was?
About a year ago when he asked Fudge for his paper.
I think he probably also talked to Crookshanks out loud.
Oh, yeah.
If he was not a dog.
Was he transformed as
well? Well, he could like go back and forth, probably.
I have a question.
I'm pretty sure he wanted to pet the kitty cats.
What? It's gonna say something, but okay. When do you think the last time he brushed his teeth was?
I think that 12
years ago.
Because
I was thinking in this chapter and the next one, both he and Snape have gross teeth.
Yeah, what's with that? Can't you like magic them clean?
You would think, or like be teeth a white.
They should
you know?
Go to Hermione's parents, get them cleaned.
That's twice you've mentioned.
Can't you just scourgify your own teeth?
I would think that you can, honestly.
Why wouldn't you? That's just lazy.
Yeah.
Well, they're at least Sirius comes from a privileged household.
So,
and then he lived at the Potters, and we know that James was privileged.
Entitled.
Coffee.
So a boiling hate erupted in Harry's chest, leaving no place for fear, which I said sounds very Gryffindor.
Mm-hmm.
But he's definitely thinking with his emotions here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's not thinking, the hate we're putting on Gryffindor. It's the
whole,
emotion.
No, no.
It's the whole chapter.
I'm very emotional.
I am emosh.
Yeah.
I lead with my heart.
It's okay. Slytherins are very similar, so I get it. Gross. Harry wanted to kill. And I said, that's kind of crazy. Do you think that Voldemort's soul was encouraging this?
Ooh.
Ooh. No, I think just like his father being dead.
Yeah.
But, like, at the same time, do you really think that a 13-year-old boy has...
If he found out his parents' best friend killed them...
I would want them dead. Yeah.
But to actually be able to do it is a different thing.
Well, he literally can't.
I know, but...
You don't even know the spell.
Well, he just wants to get his hands around his neck.
If it was movie, he would, because Lucius Malfoy almost killed him in the second movie.
True.
Kavadra, is that what you just said?
Kadabra.
I heard Kavadra.
Oh, maybe
right.
I said Kavadra.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
What would happen if you said Kavadra instead?
Or what happened if you said like...
Maybe it would like, have like curled his hair.
It gives you a perm.
And then all your hair falls out because it's dead. Oh, your hair's already dead though.
Say hand.
Oh, boy.
A sparkle on your forehead.
Hermione holds Harry back from doing this, and then Ron immediately stands upright but realizes that that was a horrible idea because all the color. Because he's a fierce friend. He's a Gryffindor. If you want to kill Harry, you'll have to kill us too. And then I said, hold on, did Hermione agree to this? I don't think that she said it. Mm. But something flickered in Black's shadowed eyes. Do you think that that was guilt for injuring Ron? Because he immediately after that says, you need to sit down.
Well, yeah. I think he sees Ron as being like maybe him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to kill me if you're going to kill James or whatever. Like, he would have done that. Maybe it was like...
He would have died.
He was like proud of Ron for that, or
I would have died rather than betray my friends.
It was like respect, bruh.
Yeah,
bruh. And also, you're gonna pass out, so it's better if you sit down now.
True.
Yeah. His poor leg.
I know.
My poor leg.
All right. So Ron says that Sirius is gonna have to kill them if he's gonna try and kill Harry, and Sirius is like, "There's only gonna be one murder here tonight." And so Harry, like, starts taunting him. He's like, why? You didn't care last time. You didn't mind slaughtering all those muggles and Pettigrew. Quote, what's the matter? Gone soft in Azkaban? Ooh, burn.
You know, he's crazy for saying that.
I know. He's talking to this man who he thinks killed 13 people.
Hey.
Right in the face.
I don't think he cares, you know?
We really killed 12.
He's a wizard without a cause.
Hey.
So Hermione's like, Harry... Like, be quiet. And Harry is like, no, he killed my mom and dad.
He breaks free
of Hermione and Ron holding him back. He lunges at Black, totally forgets about magic, forgets he's short, skinny, 13 years old, and that Sirius is a full-grown man.
But he's weak sauce right now.
Yeah.
True. Weak sauce.
He's got the advantage of, you know, defined muscles over Sirius.
True. So Sirius doesn't, like, raise his wand or, like, go to attack or anything. And Harry just kind of takes it as, like, well, maybe he was too shocked. But, like, really, he wouldn't ever attack Harry.
Nope.
So Harry just starts punching him anywhere he can reach. Hermione, Ron, and even Crookshanks jump into the action. It's this crazy mayhem. And Harry finally manages to get a hold of his wand. And he points it right at Sirius's chest.
Ugh.
And I thought this was really sad from Harry. You killed my parents, said Harry, his voice shaking slightly, but his wand hand quite steady. Black stared up at him out of those sunken eyes. I don't deny it, he said very quietly, but if you knew the whole story. The whole story, Harry repeated, a furious pounding in his ears. You sold them to Voldemort. That's all I need to know. You've got to listen to me, Black said, and there was a note of urgency in his voice now. You'll regret it if you don't. You don't understand. I understand a lot better than you think, said Harry, and his voice shook more than ever. You never heard her, did you? My mom, trying to stop Voldemort killing me, and you did that. You did it.
Jeez.
This kid is facing who he thinks is the reason he grew up with the Dursleys, that, you know, he has this life that he... Well, I mean, now he's at Hogwarts and stuff, but he still is constantly being chased down by thoughts of Voldemort and all that crap. So here's this guy he thinks serves him. I mean, I can't blame him for the way he's feeling, you know?
He's a Griff.
Yeah. So Crookshanks comes and leaps onto Sirius, curls up right over his heart, which is super sweet. Shout out to cats. And Harry's like, you know what?
Cats everywhere listening. Shout out to you.
I bet you there's cats that listen while their owners are cleaning the house listening to us.
I see you, cats. I know you're there.
I love all of you, cats.
Hey, shout out to dogs.
Cats. Purr, meow, is meow. A dog.
I love you. Okay, sorry.
So Harry's like, you know what? So what if I have to kill the cat too? I have to kill this guy.
He didn't know how.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what he was thinking he was going
to
do.
I think he's worded to like physically kill him, not like.
He's pointing his wand though.
Yeah, you could stab somebody with a wand.
Stab him right in the eye.
If you okay, so
like a spoon.
You could probably definitely die from something other than Avada Kedavra. Like if you were hit with a spell, like a stunning spell straight to your heart, that might cause some serious problems.
Right to the chest
piece. Although I don't know how much he knows as a 13-year-old wizard. I don't know if he's lethal at all with magic.
I don't know.
I don't think he knows how to stun because he teaches that at, in the order.
Yeah, it's a while from now.
They learn stuff here too, though, in Dueling Club.
Yeah, they learn a lot, I'm sure.
So Harry raises wand and he tells himself, now's the time to do it. This is the time to avenge your mom and dad. You got to do it right now. He's powerless. But the seconds just keep lengthening and he stands there frozen. He just can't do it.
Too pure.
Yeah, too pure, Harry.
Too pure.
And then you hear muffled footsteps coming up through the floor and someone's moving downstairs. And Hermione,
I wonder who it is.
Hermione screams to them, we're up here, Sirius Black, quick.
What if that would have been a black accomplice?
Yeah, really. Way to go, Herm. But it wasn't. It was a pretty cool dude. I'm getting to that. All so right. Harry grips his wand tighter and he's like, he's like, do it now. But the footsteps are thundering up the stairs and still Harry hadn't done it. So my man Remus bursts into the room.
Remus!
Expelliarmus on Harry and Hermione, gets their wands, and Harry says in his head he feels empty. Oh. He hadn't done it. His nerve had failed him.
It wasn't your nerve,
you're
Mr.
just a
Potter.
Good dude.
It was your heart.
Yes. So Remus speaks to Sirius first. He's like, where is he, Sirius? Harry's just totally bewildered. So Sirius slowly points straight at Ron. And Harry and Ron kind of look at each other like, are these two nuts? WG. Like, what are they talking about? So I'm going to read Remus's quote because this is him figuring out everything. But then Lupin muttered, staring at Black so intently, it seemed he was trying to read his mind. Why has he not shown himself before now? Unless Lupin's eyes suddenly widened as though he was seeing something beyond Black, something none of the rest could see. Unless he was the one, unless you switched without telling me? Very slowly, his sunken gaze never leaving Lupin's face, Black nodded. Professor, Harry interrupted loudly, what's going on? But he never finished the question because what he saw made his voice die in his throat. Lupin was lowering his wand, gazing fixedly at Black. The professor walked to Black's side, seized his hand, pulled him to his feet so that Crookshanks fell to the floor and embraced Black like a brother.
Dude, just put it together so fast.
Yeah, Lupin. Because I think deep down he wanted that to be true.
But how does he feel?
Think of the relief. Oh my god, thank god my best friend isn't a murderer.
But it was other
he's not responsible. Yeah, but who cares about Peter?
Yeah, but
he's not responsible.
Well, you who care about Peter. He cared about Peter. He was the one that probably was closest to Peter because he wasn't a jerk like the other two, you know.
It's true.
They kind of left him hanging back a little bit, and it was probably Lupin that kind of scooped him back up again. But
Lupin should have pushed him into the Black Lake.
He probably feels relieved that Sirius didn't do it. Then he's like, oh, crap, but he did it. But why did you switch without telling me?
Yeah.
And what are we talking about switching? Secret Keeper.
Yeah.
For those of you who are trying to play catch up. We are your mustard.
And think of like Harry watching this happen. Yeah. Like this dude's in on it. I trusted him all year. You know?
Yeah, because he has no clue. Oof.
But I wonder in the moment where Remus realizes that they switched everything on him without telling him, like, because they did it, because they doesn't, it was a blip, 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 blah. Did you get that?
Yeah.
They didn't tell him because Sirius thought he was the spy, correct? Like, I wonder if Remus realizes that.
Sadness. Maybe later on.
Yeah.
They make it up. I think it's the next chapter, actually, because Sirius is basically like, I'm so sorry. Like, will you forgive me that I thought you were the spy? Yeah. And Remus is like, yeah, will you forgive me that I thought you were for all these years? Yeah. So, I mean, they come to, like, an agreement. I think we're, you know, they both it's did like, wrong. It's
yeah.
Yeah, they're like, yeah. Okay, we forgive each they other. It's up, done. Yeah. Like, let's squash it.
Forgiveness. Can you imagine? Sorry, that's part of a song. All right. She's so over it. So Hermione's not a happy camper, so she starts on Lupin after he lowers his wand that he had pointed at Black. But she didn't tell anyone. She'd been covering for him. That's what she's like yelling at him. So I wonder what she could be covering. A blanket. Who knows? Could be.
Dementia.
So Harry starts in on Lupin. Okay. So Harry starts in on Lupin, yelling at him that he trusted him and that all this time he had been his friend. You're wrong, said Lupin. I haven't been Sirius's friend for 12 years, but I am now. Let me explain.
Hey.
And I wonder, like, how Sirius feels hearing this, like, thinking, like, all these 12 years you... I mean, maybe, I don't know, do you get visitors and Owl's Command?
Well, he probably is like, I don't know about that. Yes. What's her
yeah,
face?
Yeah, you
his
can because...
Digit, Crouch.
Yeah, Crouch yeah. does. But does he have that privilege because yeah. of his status, possibly?
I don't know.
I mean, Sirius killed, allegedly, 12 people.
I don't 13. Think he feels... I think he feels like he deserves not having a friend for what he believes that he did.
Because he... I mean, obviously, we know that Sirius knows that he's innocent, but at the same time, he blames all of this on himself.
Right.
Okay. So Hermione yells no and tells them all that Lupin has been helping Sirius get into the castle. He wants Harry dead, and dun-dun-dun-dun, he is a freaking werewolf.
What?
Did you guys see that I wrote that? OMG, yeah. Crazy news. So there's a ringing silence. Everyone's eyes were now on Lupin, who looked remarkably calm, though rather pale. Mm. But alas, only one of these three things is true. He didn't help Sirius. He doesn't want Harry dead, but he is a werewolf. So Ron tries to make a stand, but then Lupin like moves to go help him, and he yells at him to get away from me.
Oh, werewolf. That made me sick.
Yep, me too.
Yeah.
I felt the hate and the loathing and the disgust behind that when I read it this time. And I was like, dang, Ron.
And you know he gets this everywhere he goes.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
It's horrible. Like, hurts my heart.
And it hurt Lupin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because he like stops. He almost doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. He's like, well, this is a kid that I've been not necessarily really close with Ron, but pretty close. As, you know, it's student-teacher relationship. All year, and then you get this out of him in a second.
And it's just reiterating everything that he's been telling himself for 30-ish years.
You found out one thing about me,
and you immediately hate me.
Immediately.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, I know. He like, because we already know how he feels about himself. And so this just, you know, perpetuates that in himself.
Not to trample on your next part, but I think, like, because he stops after Ron says that, and then I think it says, like, with obvious effort...
Yeah.
He turns to Hermione to like ask her something. Like it, he needs to like gain his ground again.
Composure.
Yeah,
like he literally is like shocked. He almost doesn't know what to do.
Threw him for a
this
loop.
Part right here legitimately made me so mad at Ron.
This
for
is
like
a says.
While.
It says Lupin stopped dead. Then, with an obvious effort, he turned to Hermione and said, "How long have you known?"
In Ron's defense,
he does think that he's in on it.
Well,
I mean, killing Harry and, you know.
As far as werewolves go, though.
Yeah.
He probably grew up with that.
No
as most wizarding kids probably do. Yes.
Well,
it's something
it's
that
just,
needs to change.
Yeah.
You know?
And like anything you can connect to present day, you have to change the way that you think about it. And if you grew up with it being pounded in your head, I implore you to think for yourself.
All right. So he asked Hermione how long she knew. She says for ages since she did the essay for Professor Snape. So then Lupin lets them know that Snape would be delighted. He had hoped that someone would have guessed it from the essay that he was trying to hit them all right. Snape. I don't even think because then not he nice. Told them they didn't have to write it. But he also asks Hermione if she had checked lunar charts for full moons or did she realize it because that his Bogart took the shape of the full moon. And she said both.
Do you think Snape set that essay in the hopes that Hermione would find it out because he legitimately thought that Lupin was helping Black and he needed to keep Harry safe?
I think that's part of it. I think another part is he just is a little bit vindictive towards them.
But do you think it came from a place of actual protection?
Possibly. I think it could be both. I think a little bit of both.
I just want to give him a little bit. I want to try and give Snape a little bit where I can.
Yeah.
Y'all know I think he doesn't make very good decisions. Mm-hmm. And I want to know if this ultimately came from maybe a hardened place, but mm-hmm. a place. Because it's his goal. Mm-hmm. This is what he's got to do, true. Right? Keep him safe. Yep. And if he really legitimately thought that Lupin was trying to help and he needed to get him out in some way and he was trying to count on Hermione's wits.
It does fit.
Okay. What's his excuse for the end of the book?
Well, we'll get there.
Retaliation. I'm saying I need to give bits where I can. I'm not going to give bits where I can't fit it.
Okay.
I won't try to cram puzzles.
So going back, Hermione knew... solidified that right. he was a werewolf because of the essay and mm-hmm. The lunar charts and the shape of his boggart. Mm-hmm. And he responds that Hermione really is the cleverest witch of her age. Yep. So she claims if she was so clever, then she would have told everyone once she realized what he was. But I think that is not a very nice thing to do, Hermione.
But yes. I really enjoy the fact that she didn't.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I agree.
Like I think it shows more her character that she didn't say anything.
She looked at the man instead of the title.
Correct. And it's a wonder that she didn't even tell like Harry and Ron, true. You know?
She was keeping it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she knows pretty early on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then I will say to her credit, she doesn't like think he's like a bad werewolf per right. se mm-hmm. until she thinks he's helping Sirius.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's kind of a which redeeming thing for
and
me.
If that was all black and white, that's all you see
yeah.
by right, the end of right. it. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, would you blame her if he really was trying to get Sirius into the castle?
No, because he's stuff. Trying to hurt your friend.
Yeah.
Do you think that she figured it out before the essay and the essay solidified it?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure she had some very strong ideas. Yeah.
I think that as well.
Yes.
She too smart.
So Lupin lets them know that everyone on staff already knows that what he is. Ron is shocked that Dumbledore knew what he was when he hired him. Is he mad? Some of the staff agreed with Ron's sentiment. Dumbledore really had to convince certain teachers that Lupin is trustworthy, and I'm guessing one of those would have been Snape. And even mm-hmm. you see that he wasn't still in trust him once he had started.
I'm sure they had fights about that.
Yeah. So Harry starts to yell again about how Dumbledore is wrong and that Lupin has been helping Sirius. So, like, we see that he's a bit hard-headed with his emotions because he's been told already that, like, he's like, no, that's not why. But he's still, like, not believing it. Mm-hmm. So in order to, get Harry and Co. to trust him more, he gives them each back their wands, and then he puts his away. So now that the trio is armed, and he and Sirius are not. So Harry does seem taken a little bit aback from this action and asks how he knew Sirius was there. So the map, the infamous map. Mm-hmm. Guess what, chicken butt? Lupin is one of the dudes who wrote the map. Hey. He's Moony. It's his nickname that his friends called him in high school. I almost said high school.
Sort of.
So Harry's surprised, and Lupin was watching the map that night because he had a feeling that they would sneak out to see and help Hagrid and Beaky, and he was right. So even though Harry was probably under his father's cloak, the map will show you everything. Harry was shocked to hear Lupin that Lupin knew about the cloak, and he saw James use the cloak many a time, was his answer. So Harry's like, nope, I just skipped a line. So he says Lupin was like, no, I watched you and company go to Hagrid's hut, and then you left, but you were accompanied by someone. Harry was like, nah, bro, we weren't. Lupin was shocked. He couldn't believe his eyes because he thought the map was must be malfunctioning. How could he be with you? But who is he?
What a sickening feeling.
Like seeing right. the name?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't even. I can't imagine.
I can't even.
I cannot.
I wonder, like, I feel like it's kind of hard to believe that Lupin wouldn't have noticed Sirius's name on the edge of the forest or anything.
But maybe he wasn't.
Maybe he was just transfixed and like looking at that name and like, wait a minute, what?
True.
What?
Yes. So again, Harry's like, nah, bro, it was just the three of us. And then Lupin saw another dot moving towards the castle, towards them, or towards, you know, them, labeled Sirius Black. So he watched them collide and he pulled two of them into the Whopping Willow. No, silly Lupin, it was only one of them. Nah, silly Sarah, it was two of them. That's Lupin talking back to me from the dead. Okay. So Lupin had been pacing back and forth. So then stops. He looks at Ron and asks him if he could take a look at the rat. But what does Scabbers have to do with it? Asks Ron. Everything, Ron. Mm. Everything.
Everything.
Everything. So Lupin asked to see the rat again, so Ron hesitated, then pulled a put a hand inside his robes. Scabbers emerged, thrashing desperately. Ron had to seize his long, bald tail to stop him escaping.
Gross.
Crookshank stood on Black's lap and made a soft hissing noise.
He knows.
Oh,
for
he
sure.
knows.
Oh, he knows.
Yeah, we'll know soon. So Lupin moves closer to look at the rat, and Ron asks him what his rat has got to do with anything. Sirius Black finally speaks that he is not a rat. Whoa, bro. What you mean, not a rat? Lupin says, nope, no, not a rat. He's a wizard. An animagus, said Black, by the name of Peter Pettigrew. Whoa! Thought the dude was dead.
No, thought that loser was dead.
Oh, yeah, that's what I wrote. Thought that loser was dead.
It was a good cliffhanger in that chapter the first time I read it. Yes. And I could not get enough. I remember I was like, can't stop now.
Yep. Next chapter. Basically, like, once you get to this part, you're finishing that book.
Oh, yeah.
You're not putting it down until
there's so much that happens in the next couple of chapters.
So many details. The nitty-gritty details where you really get this. I mean, we always say we get serious in four. But really, when it starts right here, this is where it starts to get really adult. Unless, let's read some child lit.
Also very serious.
Well, very serious.
I literally thought you meant Sirius Black when you said Sirius the first time, and then it took me a second to catch on.
I feel like there's more in these chapters than the entire rest of this book, besides the one chapter where you find out about everything.
I always feel that way watching the movie, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching the movie. I just love whenever we're watching this one, because we'll watch it and, like, it'll feel like it's the end. And then I look at Kate and I'm like, it's not over. You got to go all the way back in time, relive it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, dang, there's like a whole half hour left of this movie or something, you know? And I love it.
Yeah.
This cliffhanger right here blew my mind as a 13-year-old. And then also the one where it ends after the fat lady's cut out of her portrait.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, he's got a nasty temper, that Sirius Black.
This
book
like,
is like cliffhangers all over the place.
Yeah.
Again, another reason I just love it so much.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I asked a lot of questions throughout, so my lightning bolts are...
Yeah, you did.
They've happened.
I asked some in my section, too.
Let me see if I can think of any questions to ask you guys. How would you have killed Sirius Black?
I wouldn't have. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, but like, how would you have chosen
to kill him?
Yeah,
I don't think I would have.
But like, if you were, would you try to do a magic spell that you may or may not know?
I would have killed him with my bare hands.
Let's get physical.
Tiffany, that's not what that means. They would be trying to make new life, not kill a life.
I'd be down with that.
I don't.
All right.
Can't get in that.
No, I don't. I could never kill anyone, so I can't.
I don't
that.
Think I would be able to either.
Same.
But if I did, it'd have to be magic, because then you're not actually touching someone.
I could strangle him.
Wow.
That's a very personal thing to do.
Woof.
That takes a lot of physical power.
Woof.
Dexter does it.
Pun intended.
Dexter does. You ain't no Dexter.
Yeah.
What color dress would you wear to Buckbeak's funeral?
Black. But not only because it's a funeral, because I look really good in black.
Maybe I'd wear red, because, you know, he's going to bleed a lot.
Y'all want to say Slytherins are okay?
All of our jaws drop.
You know, you're not doing well for your house right now.
Oh my God. I would ask Hagrid what he thinks Buckbeak's favorite color is, and I'd wear that.
He would tell you orange, brown, and yellow.
I would wear it. Those are almost Brown's colors.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Buckbeak has orange eyes.
Aren't you glad I didn't say I'm dead?
I got a girlfriend.
What would your reaction be to finding out that Lupin was a werewolf?
Come here, buddy. Bring it in.
Let me
hug time.
Hold you and pet you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'd like to hope that I wouldn't care.
It depends on how you're raised, I guess. Are you Ron? Are you raised in a wizarding house? Because Harry wasn't.
You is you right now.
I probably
I would be care. Shocked.
Shocked.
But I'd be like, okay.
I feel like I would have been like Hermione-ish, where I'm like, something's not right with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, all right, cool, bro.
But teach me your wolf ways. Yeah. I judge on character.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, dude, this I've guy's been awesome been all year. People, yeah. So werewolves I clearly know he's not a bad guy. Mm-hmm. Maybe werewolves aren't bad, you know?
I heard he likes mushrooms. He's a fun guy.
Oh my gosh.
I can't stand you sometimes.
I heard he's doggone swell.
Oh, he makes you say, whoa.
Okay.
I hear he's a barking
good time.
I cannot believe
it. Yeah, he's a barking good time.
All right. Well, right. What else can we say?
There
about
she
these
is. Every time you say all right, well, you got right. it. You I say know. It again. Well,
like,
and
I say it in
Florence.
Florence's voice all the time. Like, I'll be at work and I'll be telling, like, well, right.
Also, Hurricane Florence is upon us. And I really hope that no one is affected. It. That sucks. Yes. We're going to get a ton of rain on Sunday, but I hope everybody else is okay.
Yes.
My basement's
going to
flood.
Will it be gone by the
sure.
time this comes out?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
we'll know the aftermath.
We can
by
remember
now.
It in time. This is forever on
I apologize
podcasts.
On half of all Florence's.
Okay.
Hurricane Florence.
Scary.
It's coming for you.
Any more lightning bolt round?
Lightning bolt. Guys, sing. I want someone to write us a Sirius Black song that's like, I didn't do it. But if I done it.
Should it be like wasn't
the
me
cell
by
block?
Shaggy.
No, it's got to be the cell block what? Tango.
Yeah. Cell block tango or wasn't me by Shaggy.
There it is.
It wasn't
or both.
Me.
Or both.
God, I wish I could make some songs on the fly because it'd be like, it wasn't me. I didn't have your parents killed. It wasn't me. And all those Muggles are dead. It wasn't me.
What else?
Be greater in the street. It wasn't me.
What did you say? What did I miss it?
Something about Peter.
No. Scabbers is dead. It wasn't me.
I said a big crater in the street. Wasn't me.
Somebody say something about the finger.
Oh, yeah.
Left a finger. It wasn't me.
That was creative.
My gosh.
I didn't do it.
But if I'd done it.
How does it go?
Don't you tell me that I was wrong.
You could say, like, was the secret keeper. It wasn't me.
You should see her face every time she says it wasn't me because she takes her head from the last.
Because, like, I do this when I'm singing the actual song, but I won't sing it because it's not appropriate.
Not appropriate.
Not appropriate. Okay.
So, I mean, still kind of a cell block.
Anywho, write us a song.
Write us a silly song that sounds silly.
Ooh, ooh.
Sounds like I'm singing.
Serious Black.
Okay, fan story.
At one time, I think I called him Mr. Black and I didn't say Mr. Black.
You did, and I read it and I wondered why you didn't say it.
I think I just skipped over it. Now I'm really sad. Mr. Black would like to see you now.
Okay.
Can you read
this? I'll always go see Mr. Black. Or Mr. Gray. Whatever the color is of their last name.
No comment.
I literally was like, who's Mr. Black?
Wait, what?
Oh, boy. It was so drunk. And I was like, I'd see Mr. Black always.
Who's Mr. Black?
Nobody.
Serious.
Like, Mr. Gray is who I think.
Yeah, I know who that is.
On. Yeah, Mr. Black is like Mr. Gray.
I'm sorry, no. I ruined it.
It's okay.
You did ruin it, Tiffany, but we still love you.
Continue the joke.
He should play Sirius in a remake.
Yes, he should. Oh, Jamie
my
Dornan.
My mouth just filled with saliva. Yeah, Jamie Dornan, you're so attractive.
Adam Driver.
Beautiful Belfast accent, which mm-hmm. I freaking love.
I need Adam Driver in a Harry Potter movie.
Yeah. Snape.
Snape.
Shiverish.
Snape. Snape. Shiver, Snape.
Dumbledore! All right, let's
do read
this
for me?
Mariah Koch.
Coach.
Koch.
Mariah.
Fresh of Akadu.
Mariah yes. K.
The fan story this week comes from Mariah K. Because I don't want to mess up your name.
Well, we already did.
Yep. Hey, y'all. I've been listening to the podcast for a couple weeks now and have finally caught up. So I decided I'd share my Potter story with y'all. In 98, my dad had heard about the Sorcerer's Stone from one of his coworkers and decided to read it to me and my sisters. I was hooked from the first page. Every night, he'd read a chapter and I'd beg for him to read just one more, all while my sisters, being 6 and 4, complained about having to sit through it. By the time we finished reading it, Chamber of Secrets was out, and my dad went out and bought it for me. That year, I was Professor McGonagall for Halloween. Yeah, McG. From then on, my dad brought me every book the day it was released, and we saw every movie on opening day together. When Deathly Hallows came out, we were waiting in line for the book, and my dad dared me to try and read the complete series 50 times before the 10th anniversary of Deathly Hallows. Well, in 2017, I succeeded in that goal.
What? Shut the front door.
That's amazing.
Can you say it word for word?
Honestly, cool. Are you like the Ivana Lynch? Harry Potter is the reason my husband asked me on our first date, being incredibly impressed on how passionately I spoke about Remus Lupin. Yes, there's another one of me out there.
Holy mackerel.
When we were married, we walked into our reception to the Harry Potter theme song, Meg. Me and you. Harry Potter has also gotten me through many terrible times, including my parents' nasty divorce, failing out of college, and multiple suicide attempts. But in 2013, Harry Potter was the only light in the dark. My oldest son was born in December of 2012 with
hypoplastic
left heart syndrome. Thank you, guys. Basically, the left side of his heart never formed, requiring 3 open heart surgeries to be done by the time he was 3. Ugh. It turns out his heart was way more complicated than originally thought, having a total of 8 different heart defects. Oh, he had his first open heart surgery at 4 days old. Mm. We were told he'd be lucky to make it through, and if he did, he probably wouldn't live to be 6 months old. During these months, living in the cardiac ICU, my husband and I clung to Harry Potter like we never had before. Wyatt made it through those first 6 months and several more surgeries. He's now a happy 5-year-old. Who loves watching the movies with me and is a self-proclaimed Slytherin. He's my boy who lived, and I can't wait to read the books and share the magic with him like my dad did with me. Thank you for the amazing podcast and the even more amazing community you guys have created.
Oh my God, Wyatt!
Wyatt, that's amazing! We love Wyatt! I love awesome. Your story. Gosh, I love your bravery. I love your passion for Remus Lupin. And I love your family.
Did she say what house? Did I miss it?
She said that Wyatt's a Slytherin.
Self-proclaimed Slytherin.
Her house.
She didn't say her house. Okay. Mariah, I want to know your house.
Thank you so much for your story.
Oof.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Happy ending. That. I love that.
Yeah. I'm glad you have a happy 5-year-old who's into Potter. That's awesome.
Yes.
Gosh, it just gets people through.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. Whether it's something that's like this, that's
life-threatening.
Life-threatening, mm-hmm. Or like me, who I was just lonely in college. It's just a range. Like, it can help everyone.
Yep.
You could be having just a blue day. And it would help you. Yeah. That's what I love about it so much.
Truly magical.
It's the wonderful wizarding world of Harry Potter.
Can I say something that I don't think I've shared on here before because it's a little bit embarrassing, but I have to tell you like how much I read these books. And my mom would be so annoyed with me. So I grew up and I lived in over 100-year-old farmhouse, right? One bathroom that had been added on later on because there were still stone steps outside of my house to the outhouse. The outhouse was no longer there, but it was an old bathroom, so there's one, right? And I would take my books to the bathroom, not to like go number 2, but even just for number 1. And I would sit in there and they would be like, are you coming out? And I'd be like, I'm reading, but just sitting there reading this book.
You couldn't read somewhere else?
I was just kind of caught up. You get caught up in the chapters. You don't want to stop. And I remember I would just like sit there. And
I would read in the bathroom all the time.
Yeah.
And in the bathtub.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
That's
read.
Too risky for pages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like the person that like my like right now my book is literally falling apart, but I wouldn't read this in the bathtub.
Which is so weird to me. Yeah.
But I also have like almost eight.
But I want to know, did people like do that? Like, could you like take this book into the bathroom even if you're just in there for a short amount of time and just can't put it down?
Yeah, I literally like I would walk around my house and do things I had to do while reading.
Yeah, I would do that too. And these books I had
are
the
huge
original hardback.
Yeah,
my Order of the Phoenix is falling apart.
My Sorcerer's Stone is falling apart. I have a big chunk of it in my paperback is just like loose. And I have to like make sure that it stays in there.
Glue it.
I don't remember which book it was, but myself, my dad, and my brother were reading it at the same time, so it was not allowed to leave the kitchen table.
Oh no, that wouldn't work.
Yeah, that wasn't a problem in my house. Nobody wanted to read it.
Well, my dad read Harry Potter before I did.
See, I think
so
that's
he's
cool.
The reason I started reading it. That's He's awesome. The reason I'm nerdy, let's be honest. All the things like Star Wars, I watched because of my dad. Yeah. Lord of the Rings, I watched because of my dad. Because he wanted to go to the movies, and he was like, oh, I can take my kid with me. Harry Potter, I watched all the movies with my dad. Read the books essentially with him.
I'm a lone wolf. I started this myself, probably because of a friend.
I'm an only child, so I always did everything alone.
If that's not an I got a girlfriend moment, I don't know what is. And just so everyone knows what that's from, if you've ever seen Pearl Harbor, the one with what Ben Affleck and what's his face?
Josh Hartnett.
There's a time in there, they're in like the airplane hangar, whatever they're called. And someone's telling a story and then it's real quiet and this guy's like real awkward and he's like, I got a girlfriend. And they're like dead silence and they're like, that's great. My sisters say it all the time. Someone says something awkward and you don't know how to respond. So now you're all in on the joke. If you hear me say that, that's what it means. And I'll show you guys the clip later. Y'all can look it up on your own.
My mom like was interested, but I don't think she ever actually read them.
Okay. Yeah. My sister, I think, has watched like almost all the movies. She's super stoked that I'm doing a podcast, but she has no idea what I talk about. My dad's very proud of what I do, but he has no clue. My mom's like, why do you have a Deathly Hallows tattoo?
My mom literally tells me I need to stop spending money. She said, you need to stop spending money on that stuff. And I was like, she bought like Harry Potter stuff. She's like, yes. I'm like, well, can't spoiler alert.
Not happening.
My aunts and my grandpa read it at the same time as me, but I got the book first because I was faster.
That's shocking.
Yeah, right.
She's a fast reader.
You're a foxy
when it comes to Harry
minx.
Potter,
I'm a fast reader. Don't you like take your time?
I
like,
can't. I have to read it slow, otherwise.
Well, no,
I miss
I'm
stuff.
Just faster. I mean,
well,
I'm
we
not,
all
like,
know that I miss.
Yeah,
stuff
I'm not like
dollars.
That.
Who's that? Nobody, Eileen Prince woman.
Oops, guys, I just forgot. She just didn't sound important to me.
It's okay.
I mean, the last book I took my time because it was like the last
I'll
one.
Savor it.
So I like will speed through if I know that there's a series and there's like 10 books in the series, I'll speed through it and then like take my time with the last one.
Or read the last chapter.
I mean, but I do that with almost every book.
I would stop in Deathly Hallows on that first read and I would reread chapters that were like action packed to make sure that I read what I read.
Obituary like 5 times.
What about Life and Lies? Did you read that?
I read that like 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to have an actual real hard copy of the Life and Lies of Dumbledore 3.
Agreed.
Yeah. Who knows?
All right. Should I do our social media?
Yeah. Yes. You can just,
follow
like,
us
if
on
you
all
just want to like
social media,
go on the internet.
If you just want to like us on Facebook and follow us on stuff. Twitter and Instagram, we like post some stuff.
Super cool.
Yeah. So you can find us on Facebook at Swish and Flick Podcast and on Twitter and Instagram at Swish Flick Cast. You can also find us on YouTube and subscribe to our channel. And find us on Patreon at patreon.com/swishflickcast to gain access to the Felix files.
You want them.
Right now, we are probably finishing up our Remus series. And then I don't know who we're delving into next.
Remus.
A Remus. Who?
I feel like we talked about maybe doing Ron because he kind of is a little jerk in the fourth one. He is.
You just gonna jump into the trio like that?
I don't know.
I think we need to save the trio.
Okay.
Let us save the trio from our dissecting.
Yes, because she has a section in that book like Remus, and it'll be good.
Yes. Who? Trelawney.
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 All right, guys, we're going to delve into Trelawney next. If you Phoenix want it, patrons,
yeah.
Who wants
who
her?
Who wants her?
We're going to light our incense. We're going to light the fire.
Can we do that, though?
We're going to
we
sip like have a tea. Day.
You can't do it here. Marty will be like, my eyes hurt.
That's my brother you're talking about, all right?
Okay. Yeah.
Don't be mean to him.
My eyes hurt. No, I put an air freshener in my car, barely opened it, and his eyes like, were itching so crazy. Bad. I can't light candles.
That gives me a strong headache.
I can't do anything in my house. I have candles, but they're for show.
Can we read tea leaves?
Sure. Yeah, I want to do it because I didn't get to do it.
It was fun.
With our patron who joins us in the episode.
Yes. Can we? Oh, are they going to come here?
Well, we could do it over Skype.
Well, I want to drink like pumpkin stuff and do it.
That's fine.
And pumpkin surround. Stuff.
Yeah, like in like.
Well, I mean, we'll fire. All be maybe we'll all be here, but then
I want to do
we'll
it at your house Skype. By the fire pit and stuff.
Yeah, yes. Let's do it.
Okay.
And I want to drink a pumpkin.
We'll FaceTime with the patron who joins us.
Oh my gosh, I need someone to bake me pumpkin spice muffins.
And I like how you're looking at the people that probably like, won't be doing it.
Can we just go and buy them at Metropolitan Coffee? Okay. Also, thank you to all of our patrons. We really appreciate all of your support.
Yes.
And lastly, you can find all of this information along with merchandise on our website, swishflickcast.com.
Everyone looks good in a swish shirt.
If I see you out in public and you have a Swish and Flick shirt on, I'll give you a hug.
I'll kiss you. Same. I'm kidding. I'll on hug the lips. You.
If you're single, I'll kiss you. If you
I'll
want to.
I'll kiss your cheek.
I won't give you a kiss unless you consent to it. Because that's not nice.
May I kiss you?
I won't kiss people. Sorry.
I'll hug you.
I'll give you an air five.
I'll give you a wink. And some of those.
You listen to Switch and Flick.
All right.
Hey, that's me.
I'm raising
that's
a child.
That's me.
That's my plug.
You're what?
I'm raising a child.
Oh. Yep.
I have you to go are. Back to work on October 4th. When will this air? Nope. Still off.
Tiffany.
Sarah. All right.
Katie and I do a Disney podcast called Grown Up Kids. You can find us anywhere you can find Swish. If you like Disney, you should join us.
That's it.
We talk about the movies. We're doing chronological reread. Rewatch.
We're reading the scripts.
They're rereading every script.
Oh my gosh.
And comparing it to the actual movie.
We currently just recorded Lady and the Tramp, which was a joy.
She's a lady. He's a tramp. It's a movie. They eat spaghetti and a meatball.
Did you know that Walt hated that scene?
It almost didn't make it into the movie.
The girl singing?
No. The spaghetti scene.
The iconic spaghetti?
Yes. When the moon hits your eyes I thought like he was a gonna... big pizza pie, that's amore.
I thought he would hate the chick singing. How does that song go?
What song?
He's a lady.
A lady.
He could be. We support all people.
Those aren't the lyrics.
What's that Aerosmith song?
Dude looks like a lady. Oh, that's in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, it is.
I love that movie.
So do I.
I digress.
Robin Williams.
R.I.P.
I love him.
Pour one out for him. I don't have any.
Did you want to plug anything else, Katie?
I was in the middle of a yawn because I'm very tired.
Me too.
Yeah, go on Etsy, search Akio Designs. Bunch of cool stuff that you're going to want to buy. So do it.
The link to Akio Designs is on our website as well.
No, but truthfully, me and Meg have an Etsy shop. We design posters that are inspired from the Wizarding World, and they're fun stuff. Also, Meg's mom has like very nicely made Hogwarts scarves and blankets.
Yes,
and
they're so nice.
Yeah, they're
so
like soft. They'll keep you warm in the winter. They're super soft.
Hashtag not sponsored.
I know quite a few Swishers have ordered them.
Yes.
So
ask them about it because 100% confident they're satisfied.
Are you?
I am. I have a blanket.
I have a blanket.
And I just requested a scarf.
And I love so my nice. Slytherin blanket that
and
she made me.
As a person that a lot of my merchandise is falsely advertised as being not
mom,
the correct colors,
I very
her mother
specifically
does.
Got the correct colors for her for Ravenclaw.
It's beautiful. Yeah. And it's beautiful.
Yep.
It's a very snuggly blanket.
Bronze and blue. None of that silver stuff.
You say that with such disdain, but your own colors are silver.
It's not Ravenclaw colors,
though. This has been drug out far too long.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to plug because I have no life.
Okay.
I'm currently trying to figure out what I want to do as a grown-up, like go back to school and what degree I want.
Cool.
Cool beans. Know. Good cool luck. Beans.
I might go into engineering. Who knows?
Do it.
Sweet.
You do you, boo.
That's right. We are very tired, so if that ran on... Thanks for hanging.
We're sorry, like Dumbledore.
Yay! That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!
All right. Here we go.
Here I go again.
I will tell you one thing.
I'm on a clock.
I will tell you, I was talking to myself on the way here in Florence.
And I said to self,
we're all in this.
We're all in this together. Ooh, ooh.
Gryffindor. Do you want to hold a red wine? So you're drinking red wine while wearing your red things, but you're not really drinking it anymore. But you did drink it.
Are you
ready? Let us roll.
Nope.
Romaine calm all.
Yeah.
We're far too gonna rock it out of this world if we don't get started.
Look how loud that verb is.
Keep that in.
You're so proud moment. All right, here we go.
Here I go.
I'm not a clean sweep 7 or a clean sweep 5. I'm a smooth sailing broom with a quick pace vibe. I'm 0 to 150 in 10 seconds time. I'm a firebolt, baby Harry's ride or die. A short distance broom, I was born to go far. Blue bottle, silver arrow, don't know who you are. I'm a firebolt, baby, and I'm raising the bar. I am a firebolt, I fly through the air, and everyone stares. I am a firebolt, you think it's unfair, but I don't even care. I'm not a Nimbus 2000 or a 2001. Harry's old ride stinks, now I'm number one. I've never lost Quidditch, I've always won. I'm a firebolt, baby, watch me fly to the sun.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.